And now it's time to find out about all things out and about. Here's your favorite host and mine, Out and About with Elaine LaRoche.
Michael, I know we're live, and when I say anything is possible, my earphones suddenly stopped working, so I'm going to switch to...
Actually, you know what?
Elaine, I happened to fix my headphones, too. I couldn't hear either. Can you hear now?
Yeah.
I feel like a little, you know, I feel like that telephone commercial. Can you hear me now? Good. Remember that?
Oh, my. Yes, I do. Well, listen, we've got a full stock show today. At 7:05 today, I've got Kenneth Proudfoot. He's on a board of directors of a foundation. There were three people killed with the Boston Marathon bombings. And one was a college student, and her last name was Lou. And her parents are flying in from China. Oh, much better, thank you. And he's going to call us at 7:05 today to talk about the foundation and everything, because, as you know, this is Patriots Day weekend. The marathon starts on Monday, and there is a lot of buzz and activities. There was a memorial service to mark the anniversary in Boston yesterday. And just to reiterate here, 3 years ago, there were over 260 people that were severely injured, and three people died. Wow. And one was, and actually in Boston yesterday, the father of the 29-year-old bombing victim, Crystal Campbell, came in. And also Marty Walsh laid a wreath at the 8-year-old boy, Martin Richards. And the third victim was 23-year-old, Lindsay Liu, but I'm sure that Kenneth will reiterate and tell me all about her foundation. So there were actually three people that were killed in the bombing, and this anniversary is the third anniversary that marks the bombing in Boston today. And so Kenneth will be talking to us about what had happened since then and setting up a foundation for Ms. Liu's family, and I guess they're coming in from China today and talking to him just in a few minutes. I wanted to tell you that I did attend the Literacy Center's fundraising event, the International Food Tasting. It was well attended. It was sold out. So Joan Ritchie was correct. Buy your tickets before these events. The parking lot was packed by the time I got there at 6 o'clock. It started at 5:30. Food tastings were just so phenomenal, and providing entertainment and fun along the way was Dominic Cotoyer. And one other thing I just wanted to mention to you, we're going to shift gears a little bit. We're going to do our out and about activities and news and updates at the end. Right now I wanted to talk to Kenneth, who was getting up early with me today, and we're going to talk about the Boston Marathon and this foundation. And then at 7:35, Jim Corbin will give us a heads up on the weather, and then we'll go right into the out and about activities. Okay, so that sets up our show for today. So on the line right now we have, let's go out there for, Ken is on the line here. Good morning, Ken. How are you today?
Good. Good morning. How are you?
I am on my first cup of coffee, but I wanted to thank you for reaching out to me through social media last evening. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on this weekend?
Well, I'm calling on behalf of just to tell you a little bit about the Lindsay Foundation and Lindsay Liu, who was unfortunately one of the people killed at the Boston Marathon in 2013. She was a student at Boston University and from China. And this weekend, of course, is the third anniversary of that awful event, which actually would have been yesterday. And now the 2016 marathon comes up on Monday, of course. And so this weekend, her parents are here from China and will be visiting her grave, which is actually in Boston, not in China. And we're having a little reception for the family at the foundation in Boston on Sunday, tomorrow, to meet with them, talk to them, and share some memories, and talk a little bit about what the foundation is doing to help other people who have ambitious goals and are like her, have a love of life, have compassion for other people, and so on.
Well, what I wanted to find out is, why did this foundation, what was its purpose? Like, I know that there were two other folks that were killed in this terrible tragedy and everything. Who started the foundation, and what is the purpose of the foundation?
Well, the foundation was started by the family of Ling Zi, and her aunt actually lives in Rhode Island, in Cranston, Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a connection here, and she came to, once she moved to Boston from China, she would come to Rhode Island for Christmas and Thanksgiving. And so she was here in Rhode Island, and when this tragedy happened, her family, her aunt, was called in. And then with Ling Zi's family in China, they decided to form this foundation to perpetuate her memory, but also to help other people who needed educational opportunities and so on, and who had big dreams like she did. As a kid, she dreamed of coming to the United States, of seeing the world, of learning as much as she could, and then taking her high energy and passion out to the world to help other people.
Now, is this foundation to support other people that want to come over to the United States for educational opportunities?
Not particularly. It's more to support other people that are students, obviously, but also organizations. For example, last year the foundation supported the Adesia company, which makes ready-to-use food to combat childhood malnutrition in about 40 countries, and it's a company that's actually based in Providence and is a nonprofit corporation, actually. And distributes food that's high in nutrition through UNICEF and so on. And so one of her big passions was food and love and compassion, so kind of fit into what she might have done had she lived, is to have gone out and helped people in other countries as well.
Wow, that's really great. Now, how many people are on the board of directors?
It's a small board. I think there's five of us all together. I'm on the board. There's Ling Zi's aunt and Ling Zi's husband, and then a couple of Boston residents are also on the board. And you can find this. It's on the lingzifoundation.org if anybody wants to look. And you'll also see on there some of the people who are running for the foundation in the marathon on Monday. And what they do is they get pledges and will raise money. And I think each of them has a goal of about $5,000. And then this will go to the foundation, and the foundation supports them as runners, helps them get the registrations and stuff like that they need to run.
Mm-hmm. So the foundation is going to support other agencies, or are they going to, are you setting up a scholarship fund for any students that have gone to the university that she went to in the future?
Well, I think, I believe there are some... there is a scholarship of some sort at Boston University already, but, for example, the board just recently approved a grant to the Boston Police Athletic League, which works with kids and works with people in the community. And the idea is to make a bridge between cultures and communities. And one of the last person actually that was with Ling Zi was a Boston police officer, a woman police officer. And so there's a connection there, and I believe that's how this proposal came about, to help support their work in the community.
Mm. I like that. It's well said about the cultures and communities. That's very important. And I think that for everybody that is interested in finding out more information, can you give out the foundation's website again, please?
See a little bit about our life. They'll see all about the foundation itself, the board of directors. And there's some articles there. There's actually the eulogy of Ling Zi's father that took place in Boston 3 years ago.
Oh, I see. Yeah. It's going to be a very solemn weekend, I'm sure.
Yes. It's obviously, it's sad. This was their only child. They obviously had great dreams for her, and, of course, she had her own big dreams. She was very she was an excellent student, obviously, to get into BU, but also just was very smart and had a terrific work ethic and great perseverance and so on. So, yeah, obviously, I mean, losing a child is the worst thing you can think of, really. So,
right. Now, is the reception that you're having in Boston, is it open to the public, or is this a private reception for the board and the family members?
Right, it's just a private reception. It's honor the parents and so on, and for the parents to meet some of the people on the board and their families and stuff that they hadn't met before, but also to show our support for the family and to show our support for this work going on through a foundation in their daughter's name.
Right. Well, it sounds like you're doing a fabulous job, Ken, and I think that, you know, do you have any plans for on Monday? Are you running in the marathon? Are you going to be one of the runners, or are you going to be at the finish line, or what do you think?
I actually find it exhausting to watch it. Not, never mind run it. We're so amazed by these people. If you look at the pictures on the website of the six people that are running this year, and then you've got a picture of me, there's no comparison of the state of physical being that there is. They're in terrific shape. No, but we will be cheering them on, certainly. We'll
That's
do
wonderful.
That. And I guess there's a couple of races actually this morning that are shorter races that are taking place, and we'll end up at the finish line there, and a lot of people are down there this morning taking pictures and so on. So,
oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's going to be a time of the celebration and also, you know, remembrance, of course.
Right, yeah. I'm actually thinking of going up there later today myself.
Yeah, I saw a live feed from television this morning. There were a lot of people showing up, so it's good. It's good that people aren't frightened and people are honoring and remembering those that lost their lives 3 years ago.
Right. Is there a phone number that someone can contact you or the foundation for more information besides the website?
Yeah, let's see. We do have a phone. I'll give you the number. It's area code 617 in Boston,
mm-hmm.
and the phone number is 443-9800.
Okay, yep. Is that manned Monday through Friday?
Yes. Yep.
All right, I'm writing that down so I can give out the number.
Yeah, and people could certainly call and leave a message, I'm sure, so and somebody would get back to them, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Are you setting up, like, some sort of GoFund as well, too, for donations along the way, or people can make checks payable to the foundation any time of year?
Yeah, they can do that. They can just go to the website. There's a button right on there. They can donate directly online at the website. And I think, you know, more than anything, I'd love them just to see the story of her life and remember that there are people everywhere who are striving for something better, and it's sad when those dreams get cut short, but there's her example, I think, and the example of the foundation is that there's still a way to move forward, and there's still a way to honor that legacy and help support other people with similar dreams.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, I commend you for volunteering and stepping up and helping organize this foundation, and also to, you know, conducting this reception tomorrow for the family. And so for anyone that wants more information, they can either go on the website or call 617-443-9800.
Right.
Perfect. Okay. Well, listen, I'm up against a break. Do you want to continue our interview after the break? It's a 3-minute segment, or... do you want to go and get your second cup of coffee?
Well, I think I've said pretty much everything that they need to know, but again, there's a lot more information on the website, and I encourage people to go, and I hope everybody has a great weekend this coming weekend and great marathon on Monday.
Thanks. Very well said, Ken. Thank you so much.
All right, Eileen. Thanks for having us.
Anytime at all. All right, great. Well, all right, folks. So you've heard it firsthand and everything. If you want more information to donate, the number is 617-443-9800. You are listening to Out and About with Elaine. We have to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
senior citizens. Attend a free dental screening at the Larson Senior Center in Attleboro on Saturday, May 7th from 8:45 a.m. to 1 p.m. Participants will receive a free dental exam and have the opportunity to speak with our dentists in the clinic's relaxed, friendly setting. To schedule your free appointment, call the Attleboro Council on Aging at 774-203-1960. The free dental screening is organized by the Elder Dental Program, a project of Community VNA.
So you see, son, good manners are important. Should I go through it again?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Exactly. Always say please, thank you, you're welcome, and excuse me. Sit up straight, hold doors open, don't speak with your mouth full, keep your elbows off the table. Share your things, play nice, and generally treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Got it?
Got it.
And stop picking your nose.
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But 2 minutes twice a day, making sure they brush their teeth, is easier. And it could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. Visit 2min2x.org to find out more. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
He knew exactly what to do.
I had no clue what I was doing.
We set up the rocket.
Hit ignition.
And then?
And then nothing. Sometimes I laugh when I'm frustrated.
Then out of nowhere, the rocket launched into the air.
The rocket did get into the air.
I've never seen anything fly so high.
And then crashed into a kite.
Look out! Look out!
And then the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
Even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The 2016 Massachusetts and Rhode Island Masonic Con will take place at the Ezekiel Bates Masonic Lodge, located in Attleboro, on Saturday, April the 23rd at 9 o'clock a.m. Have you ever wondered what a Knight Templar does today, or who the Shriners are? Come meet them all under one roof and learn what lies beyond the third degree. Not a Mason? Well, not to worry. Anyone interested in Freemasonry is cordially invited to this event. For more information, visit their website at eb1870.org.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and behind me I've got Diana Ross. And oh boy, I went to see her at Providence Performing Arts Center just a few days ago, and I have to tell you, she is fine. On Wednesday, she was in Pennsylvania, and she was broadsided by an SUV in her limo. She sustained some head injuries and body injuries. She said that she was feeling better. Then she came to Providence on Thursday night, and for an hour and a half, it was just pure joy and all the songs you remember of Diana Ross. We're going to play them throughout our breaks because it was just so phenomenal. And her daughter also sings, and she's opened up for her mom. And when Diana Ross came out, oh my God, it was nonstop. Have you ever been to a concert where you just never looked at your watch, you never looked at your iPhone, you just... It was just pure joy and excitement. Well, check out Diana Ross. Providence was the last show on her tour. And she'll be coming through the area again in a year or two. And if you, I'm telling you, I will promote her. Honest to God, she was just so phenomenal. She had us up on our seats dancing. Everybody was just having a great time. And she was so engaging. Yes.
You know what would be cool? Maybe we could get her. Wouldn't that be cool if we could get her on the show? Wouldn't that be awesome?
It would be great. It would be a miracle. But hey, you know, miracles do happen, yes. But she was just so entertaining and just so, oh my God, in the moment. It was just great. And four costume changes. I mean, when it was just, and her band, I can't say enough. Every note. You know, when you go see other people we remember them, you know, when they're recording artists when they were young. Now, Diana Ross is 73, wow. And you think, okay, maybe she doesn't have it all, but she was sitting, she was hitting every single note, and it was her backup singer was just so phenomenal, and her band was just so, oh my God, it was just really great. It was the best money. I bought tickets for a birthday present for someone, and we went, and we had just such an amazing time. I can't tell you enough how wonderful it was. So anyway, I wanted to get back to a couple of things, because remember last week I was talking about the National Distraction Awareness Month, and in Massachusetts, there's a three-week launch for enforcement of this campaign. And I told you, I gave you a heads up that there's going to be a major crackdown. Well, guess what? In the Sun Chronicle, I was reading today that they police had ticketed over 100 people for texting and driving. So the new campaign is You Drive, You Text, You Pay campaign this month. So they are cracking down. So everywhere, and in Attleboro, all four enforcement shifts from Wednesday, they made 49 stops, 20 citations for text messaging, which is kind of good. And then they had 26 citations for activities like reading text messages, you know, not holding onto the steering wheel and other infractions. So 100 text messages only in the Attleboro area. Can you imagine what's happening other places? So, folks, it shouldn't be a no-brainer not to text and drive. But, folks, if you do that and everybody's doing it, you be aware that you are going to get pulled over and you may get a citation for texting. Anyway, this is Elaine the Roach. I'm on Out and About with Elaine. Our number here is 508-222-1320. Mike Catanzaro is up here, out and about with me, running the board, keeping me on time. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Elaine.
How's it going?
I'm already working on this Diana Ross interview. I already found the phone number for her agent.
All right.
And her press person.
Keep it. I'm going to call. I really am going to call. So Patriots Day, huh? What is open? What is closed? I mean, Massachusetts, a lot of places are closed, like the library and state and local government. But the MBTA and the bus service, it's regular. There will be mail delivery. You know, I mean, it's not a no-brainer. And everything and anything, you know, it's just a little holiday of Patriots Day, but the most important thing about Patriots Day to remember is the Boston Marathon, and this is the Boston Marathon weekend. So if you have a chance to go out and about and you really want to look at some fabulous things, go up to Boston today. And I am actually going local. I wanted to mention to you that there's a psychic fair coming up today from 10 to 3, and it's at the American Legion Hall from 10 to 3 p.m., I'm actually from here going to breakfast with my sister-in-law. We're going to Babe's Restaurant in Attleboro because I support local businesses. And then we're going to this fundraising at the American Legion. So it'll be interesting. I did it last year, and it was really amazing.
Babe's,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yes. I haven't been in years. So lottery numbers, do you play the lottery at all?
Once in a blue moon.
Blue moon. We'll have to ask Jim Corbin, when is there a blue moon?
Oh, yeah, that kind of reminds me of that song from the 50s. Remember that? The doo-wop song? Blue moon.
Yes. Yes, not really. But yeah. I do remember hearing that with the doo-wop guys. Anyway, the lottery. Good luck. I want to wish everybody good luck. Mass daily number is 5519. And let's see what else. Oh, Mass cash is 112. 13, 19, 35. Mega Millions is 9, 10, 34, 37, 40, 73. The Mega Ball is 9. The Mega Plier is 5. And the Rhode Island daily number is 6121. So
6121.
6121. That's not bad. Yeah, there's a lot of things happening. I know we have a break and everything coming up, but I wanted to get out a lot of different things that are happening in our area because it's so important. The Rhode Island Music Hall of Fame induction event, April 21st, 7 p.m. at Chan's. There's going to be a huge performance of some of the folks that have been nominated. Greg Abate, one of my good friends, is going to be performing. Sunday night, we've got two heavy hitters, national folks. Jay Giles of the Jay Giles Band will be performing at the Slater Mill Jazz Series. On Slater Mill, 67 Roosevelt Avenue in Pawtucket. So he's going to be performing that. But also, Buddy Guy. Remember Buddy Guy, this great guitarist? He's going to be in town at Lupo's Heartbreak Hotel this Sunday at 8 o'clock. So call their box office. They open at 10 o'clock today. I'm definitely going. I want to see this. This is just going to be great. And Kristen Chenoweth is going to be at the Providence Performing Arts Center tonight, along with the Rhode Island Philharmonic. It's going to be really fabulous. She has such a great voice, and she's shorter than me. I'm 5'1". I think she's like 4'11". Anyway, she's got a powerful voice. She's going to be backed up by the Rhode Island Symphony. It's going to be fantastic. Her show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets are only $35. So you want to call for tickets? 421 Arts, and that's what I had to do when I got the tickets for the Diana Ross show. So there's just a couple of things that are going on right now, and I wanted to give you some facts about the Boston Marathon because it is this, you know, it is going to be happening on Monday, but all weekend long there's going to be activities up there in Boston. From yesterday, they had the memorial service to today, where they're having a lot of vendors up there, and that's what I like to do. It's called shopping, folks, is what it is. Yes. Do I really need an excuse to go shopping? Heck no. But I do go up. Last year, I went up, and I do take the train because I don't want to drive in, but I'm very focused when I go there. Like Faneuil Hall, boom, I've got to go there, and I'll look around and shop. But I want to go over to Boylston Street. I think it's the Heinz Auditorium. I'm going to have to look because they have like all these vendors, like hundreds of vendors. But I specifically went to get a jacket, a Boston Marathon jacket there last year because proceeds for that goes to the Boston Strong Foundation and it gets distributed to the folks that were the families and the 260 people that were injured. It goes into that major fund for rehab and things. So many people have talked to me about this Boston Marathon, and people are a little afraid to go up to Boston. And I say, why? You know, I think that I know that Boston is a little bit on high alert, but I think that you just have to be aware. I think that to not go would be, you know, would be a disservice to yourself. I think that you have to put yourself out there because anything could happen. You could walk across the street, you know, and something could happen. You could go to the mall and something could happen. But, I mean, come into Boston this weekend if you get a chance. There's so much activity. There's a children's museum. The aquarium is there. Faneuil Hall is there. And when you go into Faneuil Hall, go all the way over to, like, almost the last store, and on the left-hand side, there is a place called the Ice Bar. Now, it's a real cool, pardon the pun, environment. You actually go into, like, this old warehouse, and they put heavy coats on you, and actually, it is a frozen bar area where you can get drinks and mugs that are made of ice. Kids can go, too, because they do serve soft drinks. But on a weekend like this, I definitely would try to get tickets. I went last year and it was quite fun and the experience was just a lot of fun as well. Anyway, we have lots to talk about. On the flip side of this break, we have Jim Corbin coming up. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and we will be right back after these messages.
Are you anglers getting itchy to break out the rods and reels this spring trout fishing season? Well, mark your calendars as the Seekonk Lions Club's 4th annual Doug Allen Fishing Tournament will be held on Patriots Day Monday, April 18th at the Old Gristmill Pond on Route 114A in Seekonk from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. The tournament is open for all children through high school in the area. For more information or if you would like to help, donate or volunteer, please email seekonkfishingtournament@yahoo.com.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 68. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
You make sure his toys don't have any sharp edges. You taught her what to do when the smoke alarm goes off. You do so much to keep your child safe. But are you using the right car seat for your child? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. For information on the right seat for your child, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Attleboro Historic Preservation Society will hold its next meeting on Thursday, April 21st at 6:45 at the new Attleboro Animal Shelter on Pond Street. Butch Kiefer will give a tour of the new animal shelter and talk about all that goes into adopting and taking care of the animals in Attleboro. The public is invited to attend this and all programs of the Attleboro Historic Preservation Society. For more information, please call 508-226-0166.
All right, I still wanted to sing this, but I think that you would turn off your radios and dogs would howl and scream, so I won't sing it, but I was lip-syncing it to to this wonderful song. I can't say enough about Diana Ross and the concert that I seen on Thursday. It was just really so phenomenal, and I remember singing. I knew all the words to the songs because it was like, oh my God, I was like 14, 15 years old when the Supremes hit the stage, and was just really a phenomenal experience. Another group that's coming in are Jersey Boys, which is based on Frankie Valli, and you know, it's just going to be really, really great. I love the Four Seasons, and not today, Mike.
Why? What was I going to say?
Well, I think you were going to cue up the Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
No.
This is Diana Ross.
No, I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say my favorite season of the Four Seasons is actually two favorite seasons, spring and summer.
That's not...
But that's the wrong Four Seasons.
That is the wrong Four Seasons. Yeah, this is from the guys from New Jersey. And I do know a lot of their backstory before I even go to this play. So, yeah, and when I see it, which I am going to see it in 2 weeks, I will come back and I will tell you there's a famous actor that also was a part of Jersey Boys. So... I'm anxious to see this play. I've always wanted to see this when it first came out, and I've just started to put it aside. You know, with life things, you say, oh, yeah, I really want to see that, and then, boom, the next week it's gone. So I already bought the tickets to see this show, and I can't wait to see it, and I'll share that with you. And they're playing locally at the Providence Performing Arts Center again, so, hey, get out and about, and the tickets are pretty reasonable, although I kind of like upped the game, and I did get a really good seat for this play because I really wanted to experience that whole thing up close and personal. And speaking of up close and personal, I do believe we have our own meteorologist, Jim Corbin, on the line. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. How's everything this morning?
Oh, great. Yeah, there's a lot of things going on and a lot of activities, and the Boston Marathon is up in Boston. Do you ever go up there to get in the action up there, or no?
I have a few times over the years. It's been a few years now. Mm-hmm. I remember in college being at the Heartbreak Hill in Wellesley, watching the people come up. We came down from Linden State one spring, and watching it, and it was just amazing because seeing some of these people come over that hill. Of course, that's the big thing about the Boston Marathon. Not that it's the oldest contested in the country, but it's also a hilly terrain, especially the mid portion of it. And so a lot of people have problems sometimes getting over that hill, and they sometimes give up. But I have seen it. The weather does look good for it on Monday, so that is definitely the good news.
Now, are we having a special moon event on Sunday?
A what?
A special, like a, you know, total eclipse of the sun. Is there a waxing moon? Is there a full moon? Is there
the moon, yes. Matter of fact, the weather, of course, has been great since Monday. We had that rain Monday. Of course, we need rain from time to time. So today is going to make it five straight days of sunshine. And then this evening, we're going to have clear skies again to see that waxing gibbous moon, which is going to be the full pink moon on Friday coming up.
Wow.
So so that's good. Now, what we have today is mid to upper 50s for highs. Now, if you're going to be down towards, say, Plymouth or down by the canal or the Cape today, if you know anyone that might be there or what have you, it's going to be rather windy there and a few clouds because we've had this storm center that's been well offshore, stuck there, which is actually good. Because it being stuck there, it means high pressure has been dominating our weather essentially all week since Monday. That's why the weather has been so sunny every day. Now, again, a little bit of cloudiness over the Cape, but there it'll be windy. Now, we do have windy and dry conditions today, and we are under a red flag warning. And I think you might have heard that before, Elaine, over the years. That means that we have very dry conditions, and we typically see them in the springtime or this time of the year, late March, April. And with very high chance of brush fires around the area. Anyone that extinguishes a cigarette or something, remember what happened, we've talked about this before, up in Foxborough at the Pavilion a few years ago, burned the place down. The person threw a lit cigarette into a bunch of mulch, and sometimes mulch can simmer for hours before anyone notices. That's exactly what happened in Foxborough a few years ago. Of course, they have rebuilt, and they're now back to up and running, but it's that type of situation that today is going to be an issue. So sometimes you'll get them by trains going by the tracks, and I've talked about this before. When I lived in South Attleboro, I lived right on the tracks, and a spark from the train, just moving along the tracks, ignited a brush fire in my backyard. It would burn for about a half an hour, and they were able to control it. But the point being, today is it's beautiful weather today right through Monday, but today is... we're under a red flag warning. You want to be very careful. Now, even if there's a structure fire with gusty winds today, not real strong, but gusty enough, those could become a little bit of a problem. So my guess is you'll probably hear about a few over the next day or two, but hopefully they will be contained. At any rate, we have highs today in the mid to upper 50s, lows tonight in the 30s again, highs tomorrow in the low 60s, so tomorrow warmer than today. And then for Patriots Day Monday, it looks mostly sunny, and how about this, Elaine, up near 70 degrees.
Oh, my God, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Now, there will be cooler weather moving in later Monday night and Tuesday, accompanied by a few rain showers. Really, our next rain event, albeit minor, is Monday night and Tuesday, so that'll mean we went 1 week without any rain, which, again, the last time it rained was Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So we need the rain for the flowers and things like that, and we reported this week that... the water ban in Attleboro has been dropped. However, there is a water ban in Foxborough, I heard from the other day. So you want to be careful. Just make sure wherever you live, check it out in terms of is there a water ban or is there not, because this is the time of year where the weather can be very changeable. Sometimes we can get really soaked for several days. Sometimes we can get warm, dry weather or mild, dry weather for several days like we're in now. So a red flag running, I can't stress enough. You want to be very careful. If you burn, for example, in your backyard, what have you, you have to get a permit. I highly doubt that any city or town in the Attleboro and vicinity area is going to allow burning today. You need a permit. You can't just get out there and start igniting twigs and leaves and things. On a day like today, it could get completely out of control. So that's the negative that I'll talk about. Other than that, after Tuesday, which is going to be chilly, about 50 degrees, so much cooler Tuesday from Monday, it looks like beautiful weather Wednesday, Thursday, and into most of Friday. Temperatures will start warming back into the 60s to perhaps low 70s. And then another event with some rain possible by next Friday night or Saturday. But that's obviously a week away. So really, overall, not too tough to take. One other thing, the pollen counts. I don't know if you're affected by tree pollen, Elaine or Mike, but the pollen counts are about as high as they get for tree pollen. Because of the dry weather and today the breezy weather. So some of the stuff, those buds you see on the trees, they're setting off a little bit of pollen in the air, and then that pollen, because it's going to be breezy today, blows around, and they like the dry air. They like it like they're alive. But, well, they are alive, really. But they blow around, and if you're affected by tree pollen, it's mostly the maples, birch, poplar trees now that are starting to come out. Those are the tree pollens that are out there. So if there's such thing as two negatives today, it would be the red flag warning. Be careful with any kind of fire, any kind of spark. Even if you're on the grill and there's a little spark, maybe this afternoon that you see it floating around, that could fall into some brush if it's brush nearby, and then you might not notice it. An hour later, suddenly a fire could break out. So that's the thing, and the pollen. Other than that, it's beautiful weather, nice and mild temperatures today, and it's going to continue with the only exception Monday night and Tuesday with just a little bit of rain.
Do you think that now we're over all that 30-degree weather, do you think we can actually bring out some of our spring and summer clothes yet?
I think so, yeah. I mean, tomorrow, I mean, it's going to be the low 60s. Obviously, it still is kind of chilly at night this time of the year, especially when you have this dry air, the low, we call them the dew points. It's a time of year where when it's sunny, oftentimes it's kind of chilly in the morning, and then it really warms up in the afternoon. So that's the situation that we'll be in, really, right from the next week. So some indications that the weather pattern may get a little wetter towards, say, the end of the month, but that's obviously a couple of weeks away.
Right.
And the other thing you want to remember, of course, is just that we have in the mornings, especially this time of the year, these bright mornings, most of the time anyway, you want to be careful of sun glare. If you happen to travel east in the morning or west in the evening, the sun can be very bright this time of the year because it's strengthening, and if you don't have your windshield cleaned properly, the visor sometimes helps, but it doesn't help completely. So I'm sure we've all been in those situations where we're driving. 495 is a classic one. In Providence and Rhode Island, Route 6 is another area, Route 6 and 10, where you can really be in some of that sun glare. So I'm bringing all these things up not to sound negative on a beautiful day, but these are the issues that we typically see this time of the year with the ever-strengthening sun. Drying things out, really nice, but it also enhances the pollen, it enhances the sun glare, and it also enhances the threat of brush fires. So other than that, everything's great.
No, life is good. I mean, I think that it's great. I mean, everybody, I mean, it's so nice to wake up in their sunlight, you know, and then out of work at, you know, at 5 or 5:30, it's sunlight, you know, and so we're expanding our nighttime so it doesn't get as dark. Because what is the time, what is the sunset? I meant to
sunset,
check that.
Actually, today's sunset, I think, is 7:27.
Wow, isn't that great?
Yeah, not the airline, the airplane, but that's the sunset, 7:27. Remember, they used to be 7:27s, I think. Now they're 7:37s, but no. But, 7:27, and the sunrise today, actually, was 3 minutes after 6.
No kidding.
So, yeah, so we've got almost 13 and a half hours now of daylight, so that's really good, and again, that's why this week has been one of the, after Monday, this past Monday, this week has been a great stretch of weather. Yeah, it's not exactly been warm, but we've had almost 100% of the possible sunshine, and it's 13-plus hours of it, so we've had a ton of sun this week, and we're going to have a ton of sun this weekend. The only exception will be a portion of Tuesday, especially in the morning, but other than that, I think we're going to have a ton of sun right into the middle, latter part of next week.
Oh, that makes me very happy, Jim. That's wonderful news.
Yes,
fantastic.
And have fun in Boston today. It sounds like that's where you're heading, right?
I am, yeah. I'm going to the psychic fair. I've got such a busy day. Like, I'm meeting my sister-in-law for breakfast, and then we're going to the psychic fair. And then I want to see if she wants to come up to Boston with me to catch the train. And if not, then I'm going to go up and for just an afternoon and then come back and...
You are definitely going to be out and about.
I try to do because that's what my show's all about. So,
That's it. Well, have fun. Have fun. Enjoy the weather, and I'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great, Jim. Thanks for calling in.
All right. You're welcome. Bye.
Thanks. Take care. All right. That was Jim Corbin, our meteorologist at WARA. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be wrapping up the show with a different venues. There's a lot of things we're going to talk about, and you're always a guest here, and you can always call us at 508-222-1320, but for right now, we are going to, we have to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back after these messages. I need to find-
Your open door is hope. Become a foster parent. Dare Family Services is seeking caring families to provide foster care for area children. While helping a child, you will receive excellent training, 24-hour support, and a tax-free stipend towards the child's care. Dare Family Services is a nonprofit agency which provides foster care for children throughout Massachusetts. For more information, please call 508-802-9515 or visit www.darefamily.org.
What is that?
Oh, that? It's my time machine.
Does it work?
Sure. Just hit this button.
Whoa, dinosaurs. Cool.
Or we can go here.
Hey, that's Napoleon.
Oui.
Or we can go to the future.
Wow, hey, you have this nice house. Do I have a nice house?
No, you didn't save any money. Always spent it on vacations and stuff.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and correct that bad habit.
Yep.
Okay, the time machine is not real, but the saving thing is. Get in the habit of putting some of your money in savings each week through a 401k, savings account, or financial investments. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ideas and easy tips on saving, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org. What does this crazy little button do?
Wait, no!
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
So you see, son, good manners are important. Should I go through it again?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Exactly. Always say please, thank you, you're welcome, and excuse me. Sit up straight, hold doors open, don't speak with your mouth full, keep your elbows off the table. Share your things, play nice, and generally treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Got it?
Got it.
And stop picking your nose.
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier, and it could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. Visit 2min2x.org to find out more. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
Join Children's Friend and Panera Bread for a great day at the park for a good cause. The Children's Friend 5K Walk and Run will take place at Roger Williams Park from 9 to 10 a.m. on April 30th. The event will also feature live performances, arts and crafts, and fun for children and adults. Proceeds from the Walk and Run benefit Children's Friend, Rhode Island's oldest child welfare agency. For more information or to register for the race, visit childrensfriend.kintera.org.
The next three singers are aptly named. In the field of popular music, they're really supreme. Ladies and gentlemen, the Supremes.
Oh, yeah, you don't know how much I want to sing this, but I won't. Like I said, dogs will howl and cats will scratch and get out of the house. Anyway, on the board, Mike is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. I'm trying to figure out what happened to the other two Supremes.
I think they became less Supremes and they just went away.
Yeah.
No, I think Mary Wilson, if I remember correctly, she had her own singing career.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went to see the play Motown this year, too, and explain how Diana Ross and Berry Gordy met, and they had this collaboration for over 20 years, and it was just really a love affair, and it was just really amazing, the history. And that was another good play, Motown. I've seen more plays and musicals this year than I have ever done, and I'm making it a point to get out and about and do more of that because it's so great. Live music is awesome.
Let me ask you this. Out of all the singers that you've heard in your lifetime, is Diana Ross your favorite?
No.
No?
What's your favorite? Well, I haven't seen him yet. Paul McCartney.
Oh, okay. Meaning by himself or as part of the Beatles?
No, I mean, I think I'd like to see Paul McCartney before, you know, when he ever comes in this area, but he's rarely here. He comes to New York, you know, like Madison Square Garden, but that would be my one particular person. Diana Ross was just really so phenomenal. She was wonderful. The Turtles, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, which I'm going to go see, you know, all of these bands in the 60s and 70s. I just loved it.
Wow.
Yeah. And then my kids introduced me to The Cure and, The Fray. I met the guys from The Fray at Not the Fray. I won tickets to see the Fray. But Train, the musical group Train.
I think the last concert I saw was Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, they were great. Yeah.
And they were at the Tweeter Center.
Oh, my gosh.
That was really? A while ago.
That was the Tweeter Center. Oh, my. Do you know how many name changes that has gone through? Oh, my God. Like, Buddy Guy, I want to definitely go see him. If it hasn't been sold out, I'm kind of, like, a little upset with myself for not getting tickets to see him because I don't know if I can get any tickets for this performance for tomorrow. I'm going to have to call in and later today after. I think the box office opens around 10 or 12. I'm not really sure. But I'd like to get a ticket to see him, too, because I love guitar. And July 2nd, Sting is coming with Peter Gabriel. And I am taking a trip to France. I'm coming back on, like, Monday. I'm taking 2 days off, going to work Thursday and Friday, and then Saturday going to see Sting. And, yeah, so anyway, if you...
Sting.
Yeah. I seen him back in the... They had this huge concert at Gillette Stadium. Don Henley... put on this huge concert. It was for to support. Give me a sec. The Waldron Pond Foundation, and they had Elton John, Aerosmith, Sting, Don Henley, of course, mm-hmm. and the Eagles. I mean, that was a phenomenal concert. It was just really. I love live entertainment. I mean, you can listen to. You know, you can listen to your
CDs,
your favorite music that you love, but there's nothing better than going in and seeing live performances. It just brings out your soul. I mean, your music. I mean, it just really it lifts you, especially with Diana Ross, my last concert here. And I'll let you know about Jersey Boys when I see that in a couple of weeks. I do have to mention a couple more things. I know that our time is, like, zooming by. But the Attleboro High School class of 1966 is planning their 50th anniversary in August. And you say in August? Well, this is almost the end of April, for gosh sake. So August isn't really that far away. And they're going to start having the activities. It starts at Friday on August 19th and Saturday, August 20th. And actually, there is even talking about having a brunch at Bliss Dairy on that Sunday. So it would be like 3 days of entertainment. But Ralph wants me to mention, if you have any questions or you need tickets, to call the number 508-431-1255. And Ralph Argon from Country Gardens, and as well as our good friend Tony Viveris and others, are on the committee. And, yeah, it's really cool. Now, there is a new movie coming out. It's called Barbershop. And I seen the original, and it takes place in a barbershop. And but now they have a woman that is also Nicki Minaj, is it? She's in it too, and she it's Ice Cube, and it's Nicki Minaj and Eric the Entertainer. I like Regina Hall; she's really really funny. Anyway, this it says it's rated PG-13 for sexual material and language. No kidding, because what happens in a barbershop stays in a barbershop, right? Anyway, this here is coming out this weekend, and it's a lot of fun. Again, other movies that I had mentioned in the past was the Tina Fey. Anyway, I think that there's so many different phenomenal things that are happening. Zootopia is coming out, and if you get a chance to get out and about again, the movies are just really another avenue for entertainment. But like again, I say, you know, there's nothing better than live entertainment. So I wanted to thank my guest, Kenneth, for calling in and talking to us a little bit about the foundation and to support that wonderful group. And actually, I wanted to give out the number again because Kenneth Proudfoot was really great in giving up some of his time. So anyway, the number there is 617-443-9800. And if you get a chance to go up to Boston today or tomorrow, you'll be met with a lot of friendly, wonderful, fun-loving people that are just there for one reason, and it's to support the folks of Boston and also to get in the buzz of the Boston Marathon. So anyway, in closing, I'd like to remind you that Monday through Friday, Dominic Cotoy will be back from 6 a.m. to 9, followed by Paul Healy from 9 to noon. And then our show is going to be on Out and About with Elaine. I'll be back next Saturday at 7 a.m. And then we have a little bit of a break, and from 9 to noon, Dave Kane will be here too. So you actually have 6 days of great talk radio for your entertainment here on WARA 1320. So again, I always say thanks for listening to our show, and meet me back here next Saturday morning at 7 a.m. for Out and About with Elaine and find out what's happening in our area. We're going to leave you with Diana Ross. Enjoy your day. Have a wonderful week. It looks like we're going to have a fabulous one. Thanks, Jim Corbin, for also calling in. Of course, also my producer, Mike Catanzaro. Thank you very much for keeping me on track again. So everybody, take good care. Have a wonderful week, and we'll see you back here next Saturday morning at 7 a.m.
You're listening to WARA 1320 AM, Attleboro.
Massachusetts Breast Cancer Coalition will be holding its annual statewide Against the Tide swim, kayak, walk, and or run fundraising events again in 2016. The morning events consist of several components: competitive and recreational swims, recreational kayak, fitness walk, and USA Track and Field certified 5K and 10K runs. Participants of all ages and abilities can choose one, two, or three of these activities. Participants may register as an individual or as part of a team. Please visit www.mbcc.org/swim or call 617-376-6222 for more information and to register.
I'm Paul George of the Indiana Pacers. When I was six, I had one thing on my mind. When I was six, my days were spent playing basketball every chance I could. When I was six, my dream was to make it to the NBA. When I was six, my mom had a stroke. So I want you to learn the signs of a stroke fast. F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. Because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. I'm Paul George. Protect the ones you love. Spot a stroke F-A-S-T. Fast. Life is why. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
State Representative Betty Poirier would like to announce that she is hosting her fourth annual Senior Spectacular on Friday, April 22nd from 9 o'clock a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. at the North Attleboro Middle School. Seniors, family members, and caregivers are invited to visit the 100 agencies and companies that will be on hand to give information on their services. There will also be a celebrity fashion show and senior-oriented workshop. If any senior requires transportation and lives within the communities of Attleboro, Easton, Foxborough, Mansfield, Norton, North Attleboro, Plainville, Raynham, Rehoboth, Seekonk, Taunton, or Rentham, please contact your local Council on Aging for transportation.